All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm joined once again with John Carman, who will be the general in the general's tent October 29th, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And it's going to be a good one. This guy is very educated. It has a lot of intel and a lot of things. Let's talk about Vem Miller today, John. First of all, thank you for joining me. It's a privilege. It's an honor, man. I consider you a friend now. I love talking to you, man. So thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I do too. You know, you've got a lot of background, and I respect you. And we've talked about this before, so we're on the same page, buddy.
So I really appreciate your expert analysis on things and how you would view this guy, Vem Miller. So I've gotten a lot of calls on this guy saying, "Hey, he's a good guy." I don't know him personally. I haven't even heard of him until yesterday, and no insult to him or anybody around him. I just don't know who he is. I want to have him on my show and talk to him. I personally think he's probably just a good guy. He's honest. And that's just my instinct, my gut, but you're going to say, no, you see a lot of red flags. There's a lot of things to be aware of here. And we're going to get into that, folks, because he sees this from a professional standpoint. And I got to respect that. I got to respect that because it's like talking to the casual boxing fan. They don't know shit about what I used to do for a living. So I'm not going to pretend I know anything until I talk to this man, a United States Secret Service agent, former for Carter and Ford, correct? Or just Ford?
Nixon left. It was Nixon, Ford, Carter, not to mention heads of state from foreign countries, Queen Elizabeth, Anwar Sadat, Menachem Begin, Henry Kissinger, Dick Cheney, Zbigniew Brzezinski, just to throw a few buzzwords out there, you name it. And I'm the guy that interviewed Hinckley in front of the White House 5 years before the 81 incident. So
you interviewed Hinckley, who was the guy who shot at Reagan, who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. You pulled up all kinds of red flags on this guy.
Of course. He was talking about microwaves in his head at 2 a.m. in front of the White House when it's dark, you know, oh, dark 30. And you know me, I'm just going to walk up and engage certain people to talk to them, see what's going on. And all the flags came up. Microwaves in his head. This is quotes from John Hinckley, sexually related terms I won't repeat, and Jodie Foster. So that profiles for that
interesting
movie,
conversation. Huh? I would have been, I like talking to weirdos like that. I probably would have been like, wow, this guy is amazing.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So let's psychoanalyze Vem Miller. But before we do that, folks, we're going to go into this and we're going to get his professional point of view on this. Get your gut cleanse protocol, folks. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all our, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues. According to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, this is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades, folks. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these health foods, and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix this problem with your own from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which certain foods have this hidden potential toxin. So you can go to find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. That's gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. Get started, folks. I can't tell you what they are, but I was shocked. I'm telling you, man, everything these days is a lie. It's fraudulent. Everything's just, nothing surprises me anymore, John. That's why I want to talk to you about this guy, because it's like, yeah, everyone's calling me, telling me what a good guy this is. And he may be, and I kind of feel that he is. I think he's misunderstood, but you're going to tell me that there's a lot of red flags here.
Yeah. And I have to approach it from a very objective point of view. I've got his picture and looked at that. And let me point out that the information was being delayed on purpose. And when they delay the information, they don't want people to find out that they still made another attempt to get a guy in there who had multiple passports with different names on it. I guess he's trying to pretend a profile. Oh my goodness.
So
Like
wait, okay, here it is right here. It says
a
manicused
Jason
by
Bourne character or something.
right. It says manicused by sheriff, a plotting attempt on former president's life said to have possessed false passports and unlicensed guns.
Yeah, he
So to
also
you,
had
that's
multiple
a
driver's
big deal.
licenses. No, go ahead.
No, to you, that's that right there says a lot, right?
Well,
False.
yeah, you got it. If he was coming through the border or even tried to get up to the White House, he's got multiple identification on him and he claims to be a sovereign citizen. Why does he have multiple passports with different names on it and information, driver's licenses, a fake driver's license plate for his vehicle? Then he's got the guns. I mean, my God, they should have taken him into custody immediately, arrested him. And if he's a sovereign citizen, it won't matter what you say to him. He's going to try to talk circles around this stuff. Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to file for
Well,
taxes.
he
That's
got out
okay.
on $5,000, $5,000 bond.
Yes, that's crazy. You don't arrest somebody for something as a potential for an attack against a president, which is a federal violation, and then turn right around. Well, the local judge did a $5,000 bail. He walks, while people like Ryan Wesley. Ruth is in federal custody. And then the same thing with all the stuff with the previous incident on July 13th. It was prophetic yesterday that I was getting this information on the 13th. And you know what? You could take pictures of William Gacy at the White House and people seeing the First Lady, and they get in under these other situations. They can get that close. That's why Secret Service exists,
So you're
because
saying like this could be a this whole thing. I mean, I've many people have talked to me and said this guy's actually a good guy and
I
he's a
get it.
staunch Trump supporter,
Well, then why was he
and this
going
is
up
just a
to a Trump rally
misunderstanding.
with
They're saying
guns?
this is a, but hold on, they're saying this is a misunderstanding. But here he says the man arrested with guns at Donald Trump rally once vowed to do everything he can to protect the former president. Ben Miller, a self-styled journalist and filmmaker, shared a picture on social media of a blood-smeared Trump raising his fist in defiance after a failed assassination attempt in July. I'm willing to fight nonstop with everything I have for the next 4 years to help this country and this man. We need to break the DS, the caption read. Mr. Miller, who is 49 of Las Vegas, was named by local sheriffs as a man detained outside a Trump rally in Riverside County on Saturday on suspicion of illegal possession of a shotgun, handgun, and a high-capacity magazine. So see, I wouldn't even take the chance of going to a rally with that shit in my car. You know what I
Well,
mean?
let's turn it around. Let's turn it around because I look at both sides. I don't just go one way all the time. You have to look at the full picture 360 and realize if you've been getting calls from people saying he's a good guy, let's look at that. Let's analyze that. Maybe he was trying to pretend in his head that he was going to go protect Trump in some way because Secret Service may be compromised, my former agency, FBI compromised, etc. Maybe he had it in his head he wanted to go protect Trump. Okay, I get that. That's an honorable idea, distinction between maybe he wasn't, but why does he have the passports, driver's licenses, fake license plate, and the guns? So if he thinks he's got something in his head that he wants to be an agent and go protect the president, he's not doing it right. And he's probably too old to join a law enforcement agency. If he's a sovereign citizen profile, he's still there's too many conflicts with his profile already. So if I was analyzing him, I only analyze him for what I see if I was there. Stop him, multiple IDs. He tried to get in claiming he was media, news media, and he finally got caught. Then he's got all these passports and stuff, thinking he's probably a Jason Bourne profile. Get it?
So the fact that he's so extreme with the
Yes.
sovereign, so that would raise a red flag. And then having alleged fake documentation, that's another big red flag, right?
Well, hold on. Let me dissect it because I do this. The sheriff admitted it, and I already saw it three times on the news just this morning. They acknowledged he had multiple passports, different names. If you tried to go through the border and I was there working that day and I catch one,
Yeah.
that's it. You're cuffed up. You're going inside.
How long do you go to jail for on just that charge?
Oh, maybe a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah, because if you're trying to get in under fake passport, false
Well,
claim
you
for
don't need a passport anymore.
yeah, I know, but the actual claim is false claim to citizenship is the actual code. Catch this, 18 USC 911.
Wow.
Look it
Just,
up, right?
yeah.
False statements to a federal police officer or federal agent, 18 USC 1001. Then trying to make an illegal entry in the United States or otherwise. So they have all kinds of other federal violations, false passport, driver's licenses in multiple names. And if you saw the Bourne Identity series, that was an agent that was highly trained military to go around and do assassinations or counter. So if this guy's a nut job, he fits into the profile of a mental case, 5150, he probably should go to the hospital at St. Elizabeth's Hospital, where a guy named Steve Kucinich used to work. Same time frame I was there when I contacted Hinckley. That's another potential interview that we will have to talk about. But again, if you got people saying he's a good guy, no, I'm sorry, I'm ex-Secret Service, and if he was a badge and he did something like that, I will arrest another badge.
Okay, so you're saying the red flags are all over the place with this
He's
guy.
a risk.
He's a risk.
Period.
Wow. No matter who comes to his aid and says, no, he has his own podcast. He's a good guy. You're saying as a Secret Service agent, if you were on duty that day, you would say, get this guy, arrest him. He's a high
I would
risk.
have arrested him at the point of the checkpoint. Let me tell you something really weird, too. Remember the face of Ryan Wesley Ralph, the guy that was arrested after the Mar-a-Lago, where he had the plate set up and the gun and the GoPro. I saw a similar picture of another agent, plainclothes agent of some sort, probably DHS, not sure if he was Secret Service, carrying a gun, who could pass for him. With the long hair and all, collar length hair and so forth. I'm telling you right now, folks, people do not understand the meticulous scrutiny that we would go through. We shoot targets that look like white agents with ties and suits on.
Wow.
So that
Wow.
means if
Wait a
we get a
second.
guy that looks like something, we don't care what he is or claims to be. And I personally have stopped agents at the gates who tried to walk in with trench coats without their ID pass around their neck or their badge or credential out front before they get acknowledged. I pull guns on people like that. That's
So
the
it's the
difference.
ones you least suspect.
Yes, that's how they will get one in. It only takes one. So that we're taught that in the first week of the Secret Service Academy. So if they don't,
So,
well, people won't understand it. See, that's the
no,
problem.
I understand it because you're doing your job, and I would want you to be the way you are to protect our president, over careful, over cautious than
Oh, come
not.
on. I'll give you another example. We've talked about it before. This guy pretended to be news media, right? I
Yeah,
had Barbara
that's a thing
Walters.
that's.
Barbara Walters came up in a black limousine with a Hispanic chauffeur, pulled up to one of the gates, Southwest Gate, I think it was. Yeah. And I'm on my radio. I'm clicking my radio. We got traffic because there's no reason to have a vehicle blocking the gate to the White House where the president needs to go in or out during traffic to go to the mansion. Her driver claimed she had an appointment with Betty Ford. That was a lie. I got on the phone and the radio. They're checking it. And at that time, I squeezed it through the access just to go see who it was, checked out the back door, opened the door. There's Barbara Walters. I challenged her very nicely. I said, "Miss Walters, do you have an ID or photo ID?" She says, "No." She was not normal. She looked like she was possibly under stress. She didn't act like she was friendly, smiled, or anything. There's a problem. She's trying to get in, and she did not have an appointment. So the management, I'm not going to give out code words, basically said, "No, just get rid of the vehicle." I said, "No, I want to arrest her. She lied to me. The driver lied. They're trying to do something. There could be something in the vehicle. Could be a nuke in the trunk. You never know. You
Right.
never know."
And you have to be kind of overly paranoid, don't you?
Professionally paranoid is the word. And if you get a
professionally
person
paranoid.
who, and they decide they're just going to do it at the White House, guess what? We get to talk to people like that, and I've done it. I'm the guy that talked to Hinckley.
So the things that raises a red flag for me, and if I had to just really dissect this, would be that he fits the description. He's 49-year-old Las Vegas resident. Van Miller was caught at a checkpoint. Fake VIP passes. That to me is like, why do you need fake anything? Fake VIP passes and a fake press pass. If this is true, it says, I have to say allegedly here, as well as unregistered weapons, which would be another massive red flag, including a loaded shotgun, a handgun, and a high capacity magazine. So yeah, this to me, and he did not have a valid ID. So this to me would raise all the red flags, but wow. I mean,
Well,
yeah, I could see it.
there's
I could
more red
totally see it
flags
from
if you're
yours.
not, yeah, if you're not trained for it, and I mean everybody that might be watching, is that if they really understood the scrutiny that we have to have, we are the epitome. We are the last resort. We are the first line of defense to the national head of the United States, the president. And if we allow one person, just like you showed the guy got that close to Kennedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've had communications with the man on email. That's no big deal. But if they allow somebody to get up there thinking it's a friendly contact, he could have had a scarf just like the Kim Jong's cousin or relative.
Right.
Just that close, that's all it takes, and that's all they did. They made a mistake by letting them get that close to even Kennedy. You understand?
Got you. Yeah, no, absolutely.
These people
Absolutely.
don't get it. This guy's profile is so bad. I'm just like cussing under my breath. They had one. It was a perfect situation to capture a guy who's a potential assassin. The sheriffs let it go because of the fact that the local judge has to be a judge to arrange bail and allow bail. That guy should have had a no bail status immediately. And
How
where was the
did he get
FBI?
bail, man? I mean, this is crazy to me.
It is. It's like go out and do it again. What
That's
kind
also
of
setting the
message?
tone.
What kind of message does that put out to other crazy people that think, hey, that was cool. He got away with that. He just
So
didn't do it
if
right.
this was Kamala, this would have been handled much different, correct?
Well, I wouldn't have handled it differently.
No,
I
no,
would
no.
have been
You
like,
wouldn't, but I would imagine that he would still be in jail, if you get what I'm saying.
I would definitely say so. They
Right.
should.
Yeah.
But at the same time, remember the Secret Service has relinquished its former power when they went under DHS when Tom Ridge put it into DHS years ago, and Chertoff, I have to mention his name. And then last time I talked to somebody at my former agency, they said, well, John, you have to talk to the FBI about it because they're the lead agency. No, I'm not going to talk to them. I'll give them the information at Secret Service and they can do what they have to do. But I'm not going to call the FBI because they've shown that they fouled up before in the past, seriously. They're controlled. And these people lie before Congress. They do it all the time. And Congress doesn't do anything about it. And they're holding on. They're compromised. So we're in danger all the time that this happens. I was praying that it wouldn't happen. Now it's happened again. And yesterday was the 13th. I got all kinds of red flags, prophetic stuff, and signs. And so, in fact, when I read the profile of this guy, it says he actually ran and failed a Republican primary race in the 13th district, and I read it yesterday on the 13th. I was born on the 13th of April, like Thomas Jefferson and all these other prophetic things. I could really get you going on that stuff. But if you read the definition, I put it purposely on there on my Facebook, and I sent it to you. These people are they're one of the main contemporary sources of the pseudo law. Sovereign citizens believe that courts have no jurisdiction over people. And he got out of going that close with guns and ammunition, fake passports, fake licenses, and a fake license plate. Really? And he's driving around with us. If he's a
A
sovereign
fake
citizen,
license plate? That's,
yes, yes.
are you sure about that?
Yeah, that's what the information was. If you go to a novelty store, even in San Diego, they had them. If it's an expired plate from another state, they would sell license plates to outside the state. Novelty. So technically, you could put it on your car, but it would be in violation. Now, since I worked at the border at U.S. Customs, when they sell cars at these car auctions, like in California, or it doesn't matter, Texas, California, Oregon, Georgia, Florida, whatever, and they're going south into Mexico to take the actual cars, they have to turn the license plates in because they have to be accounted for and removed from the system. And then in Mexico, they may attach a Mexican license plate, which is legal if they registered. Nine times out of 10, the smugglers take the same vehicle and put another dead license plate on it, and it won't register when it goes in the system when it comes across.
Wow.
It's
Yeah.
technological stuff
Right.
that people don't know. So this guy doesn't believe in all this stuff about paying taxes. He tries to use loopholes to be immune from government laws and
There's a
regulations.
lot of people though that are like that on the right, you know,
Well,
that
they're learning the sovereignty part, and I try to understand it. I get that.
I don't I kind of I me myself I respect it, but I'm not I don't do it because I don't know much about it. I mean, it sounds great. But usually anything that sounds too good to be true usually is, and I don't want to be get in trouble with IRS or anything
Yeah,
like
you'll
that.
get
So I,
arrested.
yeah,
I've seen actual cases that were videotaped by actual body cams where some guy had to carry a bunch of paperwork around and always have to prove that he was a sovereign citizen status. They just wanted to check his license or registration, and he would talk him in circles around the stuff. And eventually, he has to show him his information, show him the VIN number to make sure it's not stolen, which is still a legal request. But at some point in time, he ends up getting arrested. Then he has to go before a judge. They figure out he's claiming sovereignty, which he has his right to claim. But once he travels on a public road and it's not licensed, he's going to get tagged by a law enforcement official and or arrested. And yeah, they mentioned social security numbers and driver's licenses, vehicle registration, the typical top three categories. And if he goes beyond that, starting to carry a gun, but the usual argument is, I am a private citizen. I'm traveling on a road, and I'm not for hire. I'm not traveling in commerce or something,
Right.
right? So that means he's a private citizen. He has a right to free travel anywhere in the United States. Well, foreign nationals have to have licenses, passports, and be able to travel properly so that we recognize them as legitimate. Otherwise, they're going to attract attention. And it's a big hassle, believe me.
And then you got to think too, 49 years old, faking VIP passes and documentation. I mean, I mean, at any, I did that at 15 years old because I used to want to go party in Juarez, right? I mean,
Oh, yeah. Look,
you know,
I grew
I
up.
was a teenager, okay? I would never even think about doing that now, but doing that just to get into a rally, that's kind of weird to me.
I'll tell you an example, a good
That's
one.
strange behavior, right? At 49, 50 years old.
Yeah, it's a little bit too old for playing this stuff, but they can't get it out of their head. I've arrested people at the border. I'll give you one example in particular. A white female who wanted to go drinking. So what she did was she went to DMV. She put a little makeup on to darken her skin, like she had a nice tan. She changed her hair color to maybe a darker or a blondish color. Doesn't matter. And she got the name of Nancy Lopez. And I think Nancy Lopez is supposed to be a golfer, a female golfer, famous person, right? She goes down, comes by, goes through my lane. I'm looking at her, checking her out, and I'm going, okay, I need to take her inside. Something's wrong here. Take her inside, purse on the counter. A female officer has to come and check her out, pat her down, unless it's an emergency. And I'm going through her purse, and she got real indignant. So, oh, don't touch that. Said, no, you do that again, I will cuff you up because you just assaulted me. I'm a federal agent, federal
Wow,
officer, whatever.
wow.
Okay. Pulled out her ID that she already presented to the first officer. That's her fake name or her real name. I go into her purse and pull out the other one, another California issued driver's license with a different number. Her face and Nancy Lopez was the fake counterfeit name. She forged a official document, which means she committed a felony. So I went through all of her stuff and I said, what are you doing with this? Real simple. Don't lie to me. What are you doing with this? Well, I just did it so I could go drinking. That's how much she risked it at 18. She's 18. She wanted to go into a bar. She couldn't wait a couple of years. That's what happened.
That
Allegedly.
happens. That was common in El
Yeah,
Paso.
exactly. I used to come across people that came across the border and they'll take a driver's license exam and fill out the application. I actually came across a guy whose name was Donald. something Duck. Like a white guy, white,
Oh,
six
man.
foot, blondish, college, not serious, college age, just like he would violate the law. I said, really? Let me see your passport, Donald. Mr. Duck, come on, really? Where's Minnie
Man, just in your
all the rest of
face,
them?
ridiculous.
Yeah, at the border, international border, they flaunt it in your face. They are so smart and Democrat, they think they can do it in your face. So that guy got in trouble too.
So,
So
could you at least maybe give this? Would you being a United States Secret Service agent could not give this guy a pass. He'd still be in jail.
yes.
Okay. But now he's going on Laura Ingraham. He's going on a lot of big syndicates. He's getting all the publicity he wants and needs.
Why?
He's, I mean, it's almost like it's being rewarded, this behavior. I mean,
Exactly. That's
I'm
why.
even trying to get him on my show.
Okay. I asked the question why. I'm the guy that talked to Hinckley, and the only reason I mentioned it again was I reached out to him when he was on YouTube just to do an interview. I didn't tell him who I was. They took it off. They took off the comment. They blocked me and everything else. They finally checked it out or something. I said, no, I would have gone on a show and innocently be introduced as a just regular and not being told that I was ex-Secret Service or not, and asking point blank, hey, do you remember at 2 in the morning you went to the White House when Ford was in office? Did you get contacted by anybody and see if you would remember? And we would have really interesting fun with that because we could actually
I would love to
recall.
see that.
Yeah, what an interview, right? But point is,
So the
he
fact that this guy's not in detention right now, or in, I mean, not being held right now is a huge problem,
mistake.
a big
It's a
mistake.
mistake.
And the fact that he's doing publicity.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
crazy. Is that crazy to you?
It is crazy. I mean, remember Dwayne the dog, Chapman,
Oh, the dog, the bounty hunter guy.
the bounty hunter. I had contact with them after I left U.S. Customs. I was doing private investigator work. They were going to go down to Mexico to go after the Maxwell guy, a guy who was the beneficiary of a major company, and he's a suspect. A person like that dog cannot go into a foreign country and not have any jurisdiction whatsoever as a bounty hunter. You can be a bounty hunter all day long in the United States territory, but once you step out the United States in another jurisdiction in a foreign country, totally different. He would have had to have gone to the FBI, which I suggest he has to get law enforcement behind him. If they located this guy, suspect, then they could do it. That was Rohypnol, roofies, that kind of stuff. So he didn't do it right. What happened was they found him and caught him and arrested Dog, and he had to go through that stuff to get extradited back to the United States, where they finally detained him up here based on the fact he went to a foreign country to interfere with a law enforcement situation. But this guy paid off the locals, law enforcement, to keep him free. It didn't work in Mexico. So that happens. Don't do that, folks. But anyway.
I don't understand how the FBI is not all over this. Or, I mean,
I'm asking the same question. Remember, the FBI is now the current lead agency under DHS, under Mayorkas, under the vice president and president of the United States right now. And they're manipulating how they act. They order them. No, don't do that. Chris Wray, and the other guy, Gerard or whatever. They're just controlling everything. That's the whole point.
I'm just blown away that, I mean, I got to tell you, when I did the show yesterday with the two other podcasters, Ron and Mel, and then Mel recognized the guy, I got blown up on my phone, and people were like, "No, you don't understand. He's a good guy." They were saying, "You got this all wrong. He's misunderstood."
That just proves my point. You
But
get one other person
I
who's
mean,
got a
but.
background.
You can never be too careful on anybody, right? I mean,
No, it's I'm trying to use the proper words, terminology, because what venue we're using. But if they didn't realize the meticulous stuff about what we are in charge of in protecting the President of the United States, the White House, the Vice President, their residents, and other dignitaries and heads of state from other countries, we're not going to take a risk. Oh, he's a good guy. He's a
right, of
good guy.
course.
Because somebody else says he's a good guy, that's not going to work. If you got one law enforcement official that says he's a good guy, I will counter him immediately because he's not Secret Service.
Right, you can never be too thorough. You have to be the way you are in order to have your job.
That's the whole point of it. These people will never understand. I've talked to hundreds and
It's like saying go
thousands.
in there and fight and keep your left hand down. It's okay. They're not going to
Yeah.
hit you with that right hand. He's got a weak right hand. You don't do that.
Yeah, would you go into a fight, tie one hand behind your back and
No.
one foot?
So I
Think
get
about
where you're
that.
coming from, and I understand, how you have to psychoanalyze these people, and you can never be too sure. You can never be too paranoid. Never, you can't be caught. You have to be overly cautious with these people. And I get it, man, from one professional to another, especially in that realm where you one split second can cost you everything. I understand your point of view, and I'm going to
Oh,
say it here
it'll disrupt
publicly.
the whole country. It'll disrupt
Yeah,
the world.
this will just, yeah. And you know what? I agree with you, sir. I do. I would say that, yeah, there was a lot of red flags there. Now, people may say he's a good guy, this and that, and I tend to believe in my heart of hearts he probably is, because
Hey, ask this question. Here's the question I ask myself. What would happen if it was in North Korea? Kim Jong-un's personal security detail. Do you think that guy would get anywhere close to the border, let alone within a rally or something with Kim
right.
Jong-un and their security, or the KGB, FSB, or some other country, but North Korea in particular, or China or something like that? Are you kidding? They
Right.
would have executed him on the spot.
Right. Right. And just all the fake documentation, alleged fake documentation, the guns unregistered. Yeah, man. I of course. I mean, even though people have said he's a good guy and he doesn't fit the bill, I mean, you're saying no, he fits the bill.
That's correct. And I've been proven right most all of the time on these things. I'm the guy that
Wow.
interviewed Hinckley, and they fail.
And you're the
They
guy
made a
that
mistake.
interviewed the guy that's tried to assassinate
Terminate
Reagan, right?
with extreme prejudice or whatever. Think
Yeah.
about it. I got people that still can't understand it. I'm the guy that interviewed Hinckley. I'm just using it as an actual historical event that I did in 76. And he wasn't detained. He kept coming after Carter, and he came after Reagan. And Steve Pachenik, who I hope to talk to soon, actually worked in the ward where they handled these criminally insane people at St. Elizabeth's Hospital. That's where Hinckley was
And if
supposed
you're
to.
criminally insane, yeah, I mean, you're going to be the type of guy that shows up with this kind of belief system that, well, I'm a sovereign system, a citizen, and I have guns. Who would go to a rally with guns in there in a checkpoint with guns in their car and fake documentation that doesn't add up to me? That's very, very careless in the first place. If
Hey,
what would you expect to happen to you?
look at the guy's face. And I hate to say it this way because some people don't get it. I look at the guy's face. I post it on my Facebook. It's like a
Let me try to
selfie.
pull it up.
And I'm looking right at him. I said, no, I'm not going to let that guy anywhere near. I'm going to talk to him for a long time. I'm going to spend some time with him. And he's going to be cuffed up while I'm interviewing him. He's crazy. I'm telling you. That's right off
We
the
don't
bat.
know that, though. I
He's
mean,
mentally challenged, let's use that word, until proven otherwise.
all
Okay.
right, I'm going to pull up some photos here, and I don't know the guy. I have no opinion on him, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I
But
mean,
people are going to say, oh,
I
he's a
think people
nice
that know him
guy.
say he's a podcaster,
These
and
people are playing games. They don't know him. And he may have some attention. But with the freedoms that we have these days, a lot of interesting, there's the one I used. A lot of interesting people will get on their own podcasts, and you'll see some people. If they had podcasts back when William Gacy was around, or Jeffrey Dahmer, or a bunch of other interesting people, Ted Kaczynski. Ted Kaczynski was a sovereign type citizen belief system
but I
too.
mean, we can't, for legal, I mean, we can't say that he's anything related to those type of people. I can't say
Oh
that about
no! I
myself.
was saying that it was similar to the system that he was believing in was a sovereign citizen thing, the profile, just to be clear. So when you look at all these other people that
Is
finish up,
his real name Vem Miller, or I mean,
I'm still checking that out, but that's the name that they officially identified him on so far. I'm surprised they didn't put a middle name out, like Lee Harvey Oswald and things like that. They always
Right,
put the
right.
full name, John W. Hinckley, John Warnock Hinckley,
We'll see.
Mark
It
David
says here,
Chapman.
busted with loaded firearms, multiple passports, and fake license plate.
There you go.
Gosh, I mean,
Of course, I have to ask the same question. Well, they wouldn't lie about that, but I still re-verify through actual enforcement agency contacts or people that are familiar with the thing. And I put it out immediately. I was checking it for hours yesterday. As soon as I got an update, boom, it's up on the internet. Or you might look at somebody else's site. Boom, they're putting something up piece by piece. So the profile is building, and I can't believe that they let him go. Then they're going to turn right around and do it the other way, backwards, and maybe FBI will go recontact him, rearrest him for a federal charge because he was making an attempt to interview him and find out what he was going and to do. Unless he's going to claim he was lost,
it says here his background. Miller is a film and TV industry professional who has long railed against the U.S. government and mainstream media, according to his LinkedIn profile. For 20 years, I've been working in the media as an investigative journalist, documentary filmmaker, and a content producer.
I know quite a few people that fit that profile, and they're questionable too, so I won't mention their names on other venues. But these are people that didn't have a real career. So if they wanted to get into the movie career and be a photojournalist or an ambush journalist, which is some other category of some other guy referring to, they don't have it. They're not the type of people that will apply for a job. They were never military or law enforcement. They would never make it into those categories.
I'm gonna say that okay, me being a citizen, just a regular dude, I'm not a Secret Service. I'm saying you are doing your job, sir, correctly, appropriately, and I agree with your professionalism on this. Me, on the other hand, just looking at this, I kind of feel like he just was did some he did just a dumb move on his part. I think he probably is a Trump supporter, just made a very dumb mistake. But you, I want you on my team. You're
Oh,
the
yeah.
guy. So yeah, you're not being over careful or paranoid or nothing like that. I think you are doing the right job, and you're asking the right questions, and you're who I would want on the Secret Service.
Well, I've got a
Me,
background. I've actually got a
yeah,
proven background.
right. So I'm just saying, like, I get your standpoint on it. Me personally, I think he probably is just a dude that, but that's why I wanted you on, John, because it doesn't matter what I think. I'm not protecting the president. It matters what you think. You're the one protect. You're the one who did this. You're the one who was a Secret Service agent. That's why I wanted you on my program. So you can never, folks, it's like in boxing or anything that I've done in my life, man, we would go through the drills, the mechanics of the sport over and over. You can never be too careful. You can't drop your hand even this much. That can cost you the whole fight. Trust me, I know. So,
It's like martial arts.
yeah, it's you got to keep, yeah, you got to have that professionalism, and that's what you have. So, John, I appreciate you coming on. I got to jump on another podcast. Folks, you can give to John Carman if you appreciate all his intel, his hard work, his expertise, and coming on my podcast. It's Venmo, right, John?
Oh yeah, John hyphen Carmen hyphen 17. It's a Venmo account. Or at John hyphen Carman, Carman dash
Venmo.
17.
All right, Venmo at John hyphen Carmen hyphen 17. I'll put it down at the bottom. John, thanks for coming on, man.
Anytime, brother.
I respect you. Thank you.
All right.